Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I had to look up that Zagora album from 1986. One of my favorite albums. That was music from the group Loose Ends. Yes, Nights of Pleasure. Before that, 1984 music. Actually, 1982, Junior, Too Late. That was two back-to-back songs from soul artists from the UK. I had to do that, and, of course, started off the block. A little Coffee Brown, yes, After Party. And, of course, it is Throwback Thursday. Don Fleming.
All right.
Woody L. Fox, and Junior.
Amen. Hey, anyway, listen, I just have a special guest just called in from overseas, and so I want to bring him in. And Jeffrey Daniels from the group Shalimar, happy birthday, my brother.
Yes.
Wow, thank
happy
you very
birthday.
Much. Thank you, Woody L. Thank you.
Oh,
how's
man.
Everybody doing?
We are good, man. How you been?
Well, I'm doing fine, you know, considering that we're in the middle of rainy season here, but it's okay. It's all good. Thank you so much.
We could use some rain over here, bad, desperately. But is it hot? Is it hot over there?
Yeah.
It is? Okay, I guess it's...
Well, they consider it cool, but it's still in the upper, the upper 20s would be like, what, the 70s, I guess, at per 70s. They think that's cold.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Right. So you're in what part of Africa are you in, Jeffrey?
I'm in Nigeria, but I'm up in the territory capital state of Abuja. So I'm in Abuja, Nigeria now. But
wow.
I still keep my place in Lagos. But I'm between Lagos and Abuja. But I'm in Abuja.
Okay. Awesome, man. So, Jeffrey, how does it feel, man? It's a blessing to get another year, right? It's another to get it. It's just so good, man. I'm so happy. I see you out there still dancing and going crazy and doing your thing. And my
another
goodness,
rotation
Jeffrey.
Around the sun.
Well, you know, yes, it is a blessing to be here for another year because you can see how things are happening around us. We're losing a lot of people and things are getting pretty, you know, dire. There's a fires breaking out all over the place. Then there's a storm coming in, and then the political arena is going bananas right now. So, and then look at this thing that happened between Russia and Ukraine, and then the plane got shot down yesterday. Oh my God, what is going on? But
right,
what is really my shining light is not just me and my birthday. It's because, you know, 3 years ago, my daughter was born on the same day. So it's also my daughter's birthday, Jadia. So it's both of our birthdays today. So I'm celebrating for her.
Happy birthday, little one. My goodness, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Jeff, so how long? I mean, dancers seem like they can go forever. You know, when I was looking at some of the greatest dancers in the world, I mean, it didn't matter how old they were. They were still doing that. Is that a wonderful exercise for you as well as, is this physical therapy, dancing?
I'm sure it is because, and you know, the funny thing about it is, which I thought about this like around the 90s or something, which I hadn't thought about before the 90s, but people don't really think about and revere dancers as athletes. We're athletes because we use our bodies and we're really
right.
And when you look at the type of dancing that we do, especially street dancing, locking, doing splits and flipping and jumping and body popping and backsliding and crunking and all, it's very rigorous. It's very physical and requires a lot of stamina. So I think in retrospect, I think you're right. I think being a dancer and continuing to dance, it keeps your body agile. It keeps your blood flowing. It keeps your muscles loose, you know, so to speak.
Right.
I'm sure it does. Are some people, it probably gives some people arthritis.
Do you ever get tired? Do you ever get tired of having to, you know, because when you guys are on stage, when I see Shalimar on stage and you guys are performing, everybody's doing the steps and everything, but then it's your solo and then you're dancing again. I mean, you're just constantly moving. And then after you do all that, then you got to go back into the steps again. Is it overwhelming for you or is just, you've been doing it for so long, it's just a part of who you are and what you do?
It's second nature for me. It's natural. But I can't front. I have to say, it's not as easy as it used to be back in the day. You know what's funny? When I look back, that I used to go to Maverick's flat and I would dance until the club closed, right? Record after record after record. Now you get up and you dance about four or five bars and you're ready to let me sit down.
I got Raymond Pounds on here, and I was just talking to him. He's the drummer for Stevie Wonder, right? And so, with that being said, I have to do this real quick. Hold on one second. Let me just do this real quick because I think it's important that we get this out the way. So this is for you, Jeffrey, because we love you. So I'm going to play a little bit of this for you.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody
that is the International Birthday Song now.
Right. And it's Jeffrey Daniels' birthday from Shalimar. We celebrate his birthday, and we have him on the line. Happy
now,
birthday,
that will make with this. I ought to be in love again. Anyone who takes a sin had a day in your salary.
All right. So, Jeffrey, I have another surprise guest for you to say happy birthday to you. Linda Carrier, are you there?
Yay! I am. Happy birthday.
Linda.
Hi.
Linda, thank you so much. And you know what? I missed you the last time because me and our numbers got crossed and stuff. And by the time I saw the message that Wardell was sending me that you were there, I was like, oh my God, I missed the chance to call you because I would have called you, but the timing was bad. So thank you so much, Linda. Thank you so much. Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you. I didn't doubt that at all. I felt that you were still part of it. So thank you so much for saying that. But as Wardell, I felt, you were included. So I thank you so much. And I'm so excited to be able to say happy birthday to you.
Wow, Linda, you just don't know how happy this makes me. God, it warms my heart.
That is so beautiful.
Wait a minute. By the way, Linda, you know I'm in Nigeria, right?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I hear your name quite often here, okay? I just want you to know that.
No way.
They still talk about you to this day. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
You were a what?
From Ben Bruce and Silverbird. From the Civil War organization to Classic FM. They play Dynasty's music all the time. Every day I hear Dynasty's music on Classic FM.
Wow.
Well, I will have to send a note or a message through you thanking them, okay? So we'll have to work that out because I had a wonderful time when I was there and I never forgot them.
Anytime. They love you guys here so much. Wardell, they love you guys here so much.
Thank you
amazing.
So much. Hey, Jeffrey, I'm going to bring on Raymond Pounds. Raymond Lee Pounds, the drummer of Stevie Wonder, is on the line. He's going to say happy birthday. Raymond, are you there?
Yay!
Jeffrey, happy birthday, and enjoy your life in Africa.
Wow.
Let me ask you something. Raymond, are you Stevie Wonder? Like, you've been with him for like the past few years?
No, I was with him from 1975 until 80. So
wow.
I played on
songs
in the Key of Life.
The Song of the Key of Life album.
Oh my goodness, you're there through the classic era. But the reason why I asked was because Stevie Wonder came to London a few years ago, and then his band came and sat in, and I was just wondering if you were that drummer because his band came and sat in at a spot in London. It was just before COVID, hit.
Oh.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay. Okay, then. All right. But anyway, my goodness, you're part of that classic legacy.
Oh my
That's that
God.
Classic Stevie Wonder legacy.
He played on some of the Solar stuff. He played on the Whispers.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Did you do any Shalamar stuff, Raymond?
No Shalamar,
Look who's asking. Wait a minute. Raymond. Look who's asking you, did you play on Shalamar stuff? Wardell was holding the drums down. Get out of here, Wardell.
I was just checking.
I'm just a fly on the wall listening to all of this. I'm just enjoying it.
Wardell Potts was the official Solar Metrodome.
That was a beautiful gift to me, and I thank Leon and Dick Griffey for giving me that opportunity. Because now, look, this family that we have after all these years, I mean decades, we are still family, and we still get emotional.
Yes, sir.
And it's just a beautiful thing, man. So, Jeffrey, we're so excited that you're here. This is Throwback Thursday for us, and so our listeners get to hear you around the world. Jeffrey, did you have a master dancing class in the UK recently?
Not recently, but pre-COVID, I had done. Wait a minute, you guys. I got to tell you guys what's going on in case you don't know. But what I'm going to do when I go back in September, I'm going to have my first ever, because, you know, this is the 40th anniversary of the Friends album, and when I did that moonwalk, backslide dance on Top of the Pops. And so I'm going to have an event to commemorate that performance so that people can come out and dance with me, to come out and do the backslide, moonwalk, and body popping. Old school people can come out and enjoy themselves. So I'm going to do that. But guess what's going to happen on September 9th, you guys?
What?
Shalamar is being inducted into the UK Music Hall of Fame. They're going to put our name on the sidewalk. That is a great honor. That is a very great honor. So that's going down on September 9th in Camden in the UK. A couple of other groups are going to be inducted at the same time. I forgot who it is. But Shalamar is going to be among the recipients of that. And you know what?
Beautiful.
And it's not just a feather in Shalamar's cap, because come on, you guys. You guys are part of that legacy. Wardell, you're playing on some of those songs. And, you know, we all came up together with this. So when one of us shine, all of us shine, you know?
Oh, yeah. It is a true blessing.
I
love the UK. As a matter of fact, you're getting a hello from the UK right now from Greg. Greg and
Jeffrey.
Yeah, they came up there to see you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Raymond. Raymond's the senior on the phone. Yes. Go ahead, Rain.
You taught Michael Jackson the moonwalk.
Exactly.
I taught him the backslide, and he changed the name to the moonwalk.
Yes. That's right.
You taught him that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Me and my brother, we taught him.
Wow.
Man, oh, man, this is great, man. Well, go ahead, Linda.
I was just going to congratulate Jeffrey on Shalamar's big date. Congratulations, really.
Oh, good.
And I honestly want to say on your birthday that you truly were always so warm to me, and I always appreciated that. And then 100 years later, when we still talked, it was so easily. So I have real respect for you and real love for you. So honestly.
The same goes for you. Linda, you have always been a classy lady. And not to bash on them, not to bang on anybody, but I think a lot of ladies in the industry need to take some lessons from you, because you have always kept it classy. And that's why you're always welcome. When your name comes up, people are like, Linda Carrier, you know, your name represents that, you know. More than just being a member of Dynasty, a singer, a performer, but also just how you carried yourself and your persona on and off stage, both, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
I got a quick question.
Well said. Go ahead. Go ahead, Don.
Got a quick question. This is Don. I got a quick question for Jeffrey. And I want to play. And
okay.
I want you to think about this. Think about this long and hard. It's 40 years since what? The Friends album, right? If there was a, and this is just my warped sense of humor. If there was something that you would put in a time capsule in 1982, 1983, that was from that whole Shalimar era of Friends, the look or whatever, what today, what would you go in that time capsule, dig it up, what would you get out of it? What did you put in there to get out 40 years later?
Ooh, that is a question. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me think. Ooh. Ooh, my goodness. Huh. Oh, okay. I got it. The original masters that we're recording with.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
That's a great answer because those masters are gone. They are gone. Whoa,
that was a hell of a question.
What a hell of a question.
That's
with
a hell of an answer.
That's a great answer. That is a great answer.
Because if you own those in today's context, man, you got a gold mine.
Exactly. And who else would have answered it the same way would be Prince, because that was what he was so upset about.
Definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
Exactly. Wow, man, dude, you—that was a great answer. I'm impressed.
That's how my mind operates, okay. Jeff. That's just how I operate. I'm gonna ask Raymond something like that. So you think about that too in Songs of the Key of Life album.
Okay.
Oh,
Raymond.
I know.
I mean,
think about
album,
that Songs in the Key of Life.
That's a milestone moment
in world history music.
Oh yeah. No.
That there. And wasn't that a double album, Raymond?
Yeah, the double album,
so. A double CD, a CD album. Yeah,
double album. Yeah.
22 songs.
Nice.
Yep.
Wow.
Nice.
Is that
nice.
That's the one with Sir Duke on it as well? Sir Duke on it as well, right?
Yes. And I wish.
I wish. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Sir Duke,
I'm going to tell you guys something funny. Whenever I hear the song I Wish, you can't imagine what comes to my mind and what I'm seeing in my mind every time I hear the song I Wish. And you guys would never be able to guess this, so I have to tell you. Before Shalimar, before I was on Soul Train, or maybe I was just starting dancing on Soul Train, maybe. Lakeside used to perform at Maverick's Flat. And I used to marvel at the way Marvin Craig on bass was just doing that bass line throughout that song and just dancing back and forth in this little spot. Just the I mean, you know, because that bass line just goes through the whole song.
Yeah.
And he's just playing it so effortlessly. And I used to just marvel at Marvin just playing the bass line to I Wish while Lakeside was performing to that song.
Oh, wow. I never even heard him perform to that. That bass line is busy. That's a lot going on there.
By the time you came up to the West Coast, Wardell, by the time you came up to the West Coast, they were already signed. This is before they were signed. So by the time you got there, they stopped doing covers and they were doing their own original music. They were recording their own songs by the time you came up to the West Coast.
That's true. When I saw them, they were doing It's All the Way Live and all that other stuff.
And guess,
but
guess what they were called? They were called the Ohio Lakeside Express. And then they finally took off the Express and just a Lakeside.
And they took the Ohio off. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, the Ohio as well. Yeah.
Because I believe that the Ohio thing was just like the Ohio Players, like they're another version of Ohio.
And it was a
bunch of.
That makes sense.
They have so many bands that came out of Ohio that were amazing.
Cookie cutter, like, you know.
All right.
Yeah, you know what, man? At one time, everybody was coming out of Ohio. I have to check if my mother was from Ohio.
Go ahead, Raymond. At Solar, what, Raymond? I hear you back there.
Solar is timeless. The music that that came from Solar is timeless. Listen, I heard Salomar on the radio 3 days ago. It sounds fresh and new and timeless.
Amen.
You know what, Raymond? That is just so realistic to hear you say something like that, because I know I can say that about the music of Motown. I could say that about the music of Philly International. But to hear people say that about us, that is so realistic, man. That's like, wow. Mm-hmm. Really?
I know. That is, what a wonderful place to be.
Timeless. It's timeless.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's beautiful, man.
Your dancing is timeless.
that is so cool.
Well, thank you.
To be inducted.
Linda.
Linda.
That's a great.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Linda, where are you based at now? What part of the world, part of the country, part of the where? Where are you?
I have come to explore Louisiana once again. So I'm not far from from New Orleans in a town called Slidell.
Wow. Wow. Okay. How's
it
there?
I want to stop just for a minute because I've never had this opportunity before. Wardell knows how much I love Stevie Wonder's music, so to hear that Raymond Pounds is on the line, I know Wardell was laughing because you know, the music is forever. Is Songs in the Key of Life? Are you kidding me? So it's
come on,
my
trust
honor
me,
to,
trust me.
I know it's my honor to meet. To be on the same line as Raymond Pounds. So I'm really honored. I'm really excited to hear his voice and to
Uncle
know
Raymond.
He played that music.
Thank you.
He's
he's doing good. I talked to him a couple of months ago and he's doing fine.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
That's good.
I saw him. So, I saw him and took a photo with him at Chaka Khan's birthday party in L.A. Because I went back for Chuck's memorial, and then Howard invited me to Chaka Khan's birthday party, and Stevie was there. So I saw Stevie there. That was like in April? Yeah, I think March.
April?
March, April. Between and April.
Okay.
Well, he wrote Tell Me Something Good.
Yes, sir.
Oh, for Chaka.
Good.
I didn't know I didn't know
He wrote that song and gave it to Rufus.
Yeah.
I think that's their first big hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
wow.
Yep. Yes, it was.
Man, oh, man. All right, guys. Yep. Well, Jeffrey, you're calling from Africa, man, so I want to make sure you're okay. We don't want to hold you too long. But, man, what time is it in Africa right now?
Hold on. It's 8:56 in the evening, p.m. 8:56.
Oh.
Wow, okay.
All right, yes, yeah, so, close to your bed.
Yeah, we're in the Central Time Zone, so yeah, that's 6 hours away, or six hours ahead.
Ah,
well, Jeffrey, we want to say thank you.
Linda,
go.
Linda, do you remember this? There's something that's immortal now on YouTube, on social media. When Shalimar performed Make That Move at some, it was a televised event. You introduced us.
He did the intro.
Yes, right. I never forgot that.
Yeah, you introduced us.
I remember it.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing because Wardell always reminds me of that. The picture comes up, and I mean, I remember that morning when we all had to get together to rehearse, and I had to leave to get the guys in the band clothing together, their tuxedos, and I remember we were rehearsing and the lady in charge of PR, Leon, went to her and said, look, Linda has to leave. And she said, but we haven't rehearsed yet. And he said, just tell her what you need her to say. No problem. And so,
wow.
And she said, okay. So I left and I didn't come back for the rehearsal. And I remember I knew what I had to do, but I just winged it because it wasn't hard. I mean, you guys we were all in the same family, and I totally admired and respected you guys, so that was very easy to do. But I remember that.
Was
yes.
That, that moment is immortalized now on social media, so it's there.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Cool.
That's so beautiful. Well,
thank
Jeffrey,
you.
So
Jeffrey is
last...
just making sure I'm connected. That's so nice.
You guys are connected for life. Jeffy, so make sure you take pictures and all that kind of stuff. I know it's going to be plenty of pictures and stuff, but please share, call us and share about, you know, the day that all that happens for you guys over in the UK. And just many blessings. I'm so happy for you guys, man. And happy for all of, you know, the people had something to do with, you know, you guys' career and stuff. So thank you, man, for calling in and giving us the privilege to say happy birthday. We love you. And we're watching
to the little one too.
Yes, the little.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Raymond, Linda, Wardell, whoever else is there, all the listeners, wherever you are. I just want to say to you guys, you know, I'm so blessed to be here for another birthday, another trip around the sun. I wish everybody the best. Any other Virgos out there, I wish you a happy birthday right now. And I just want to say, keep spreading the love.
Jeffrey, you are young and talented forever. You always look handsome. So thank you, okay? That's an inspiration also.
Thank you
really.
So much.
Of course.
Thank you so much. You're making me blush now.
Yeah, I'm just around all of these celebrities. I'm done. I'm just letting everybody know, all the listeners out there. This is
Don't
done.
Worry. Don't worry about it, Don. As soon as Raymond called in, he's like, "Where's Don?" I was like, "Oh, he's here. Hold on."
I'm here.
So don't worry about it.
Don is there too. That's right. Don is there too. Yeah.
Don Fleming's in the house. All right, guys. So we're going to take a small break, and we got to salute to Jeffrey Daniels. Happy birthday. God bless you, man. Take care of yourself. And we look forward to chopping it up with you again real soon, man.
Hey, Jerry. Love you much. Love you much.
Love you, Jeffrey.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Oh, don't go anywhere. Okay. I'm coming back to talk to you, Raymond. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
Raymond.
Don't leave. Don't leave, Raymond.
We'll be right back.
The power. right, guys. Thank you so much. We're down 5 Solar Records Radio, and we wanted just I wanted to play this for you. I want you guys to hear Jeffrey Daniels on his birthday today. Many blessings, Jeffrey. He's only a couple months older than me. And so, my brother, I love you. God bless you. Enjoy your birthday. And thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in on every Friday at 3 p.m. We celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. So please tune in and hang out with us as we celebrate the music that came out of Solar. And like Raymond Lee Pounds from Stevie Wonder said, Solar is endless. The music that was that we did back then is endless. But timeless. And so grateful for him coming on as well. And wishing Jeffrey happy birthday and Linda Carrier and my buddy Don Fleming. We all had a great time. You guys have a blessed evening. Have a wonderful weekend. And thanks for being a partner. So I love this video. Good night. God bless you.